telling the future. The future is good. It's full of love and good feelings and good vibrations, and everybody will be getting along. But we're not quite there yet. We still have a rough and rocky road the next couple of years, probably. Our galactic friends are supposed to rescue us, but they're taking too long. So they can drag this out into 2025. That's their cutoff time. So we might have a lot of rough and rocky road things going on. And if you look at what's happening in the world, the people in charge of things are just letting it all go to hell. And the politicians are lying through their teeth. Everything they say is a friggin' lie or a misrepresentation of a partial truth. You must have... how can you avoid it? People are talking about the Democrats, the Democrats, the idiots. I mean, not to say that Republicans are much better, but the Democrats are proving they are donkeys. You know, that's the mascot of the Democratic Party, the donkeys. Well, they are proving to be donkeys supreme. And nothing but losers up there. And then you got the rich guy, Bloomberg, filthy rich. It's tempting to buy his nomination to the Democratic Party. What a waste of money. I hear he's wasted over $300 million already. I mean... what he'll probably end up wasting $1 billion by the time November comes around. Super billionaire, he can afford to waste his money like that. And what's the point? You know, Trump will whip him into the ground so badly that he won't know what his name is. And this is the guy's addicted to greed. You know, just for the record, they'll never talk about on mainstream media, but because I'm a resident of New York City and he was the mayor for three terms, you know, there used to be a law that prohibited a mayor from running for more than two terms. So what did he do? He paid a judge with all his big money to change the law so he could run a third time. So he bought himself that third election. And here he is again, trying to buy the presidency. Of course, he's spending all this money to buy a position to be the nominee for the Democratic Party, and he'll lose to Trump because he ain't bringing nothing real to the table, and they're picking him apart already and pointing out all his bad things. I just had to talk about that because it's sickening. And meanwhile, there's bad things happening all around us. You know, the 5G is out there already in certain neighborhoods, and people are going to start getting sick, and nobody is paying attention to it. Then we got that concocted coronavirus. You know, I thought the corona was part of your eyeball, but... maybe there's an inside joke there. You know, the people that have a good understanding of these things, they already determined it's a genetically created virus on purpose, of course, you know? Because they want to do things like this to get rid of the population. They want to infect millions of people. It hasn't got there yet, but they're trying to. And then the... they're, you know, on the back burner, they got the poison vaccines cooking. If you got to be out of your mind to trust the government that says it's okay this vaccine is for you. Yeah, it's for you to kill you. This is the reality. And if you have children, you're allowing the government rules and mandates to vaccinate your kids with toxic poisons. And so many children have fallen victim to that. Healthy kids, and they get the vaccination, and their whole life is destroyed. But this is what was intended to happen. This isn't happening by chance. People, you got to wake up, you know? You're not loved by government. You're not loved by the New World Order. You're like cockroaches to them. You know, they just want to poison you, and that's how they're treating you, like cockroaches. What do we do when we want to get rid of cockroaches? We call the exterminator, sprays them with poisons. And that's essentially what they're doing with the chemtrails. They're spraying poisons on you, the human cockroaches that they despise. They hate you. They only like obedient slave laborers, people. The ones that will do whatever they say. And this is the reality. All these bad things are being done on purpose. You know, this and the fake global warming thing. If anything, the chemtrails are warming up the planet, along with the other weather modification crap that the secret groups have to punish the people they don't like. We'll send you some bad weather. This is how it's being done now. If you can't see this, you are blind and mind-controlled. And, like, wake up, you know? You're in the cell phone matrix or some kind of matrix, that's for sure, because if you just open your eyes and connect the dots, hey, that's the name of the show, connect the dots, you got to see what's being done. All these bad things are being done on purpose. The endless wars, you know, it's a recipe for killing people. And they want to get rid of 95% of the world, human population. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You know, during the week, I'll tweet to certain groups. I'm still waiting for representatives of the Galactic Federation of Light to call in. I mean, I don't get it. You say you're here to help us, but you're afraid to talk to us. I mean, really? You know, that puts up a red flag there, too. Plus, I tweeted this week to one of their representatives, you know, with all these red flags going up regarding your behavior, Galactic Federation of Light, you know, you're out there, you got your tweeter representatives tweeting about all the things you've done, none of which we've seen, and, you know, I think you might be conning us on, you know. Well, why don't you get call into the show here and clarify the situation? Because, you know, we've all watched the Twilight Zone episodes and all the other great science fiction shows. And there's that one To Serve Man, you know, when the alien shows up at the UN. Just, you know, like you guys are planning to do. You know, you're going to take over the communications, like people of Earth, we're landing tomorrow. And then you're going to tell us about all the good things you're bringing us. But if you're familiar with that episode, To Serve Man, that's what these telepathic aliens did. They showed up, and eventually at the end of the show, they find out they left a book at the UN. It was called To Serve Man. And at the end of the show, they find out it's a cookbook. And they were pretending to be good guys, helping us out a little, and then they were offering trips to their home world where they would eat us, literally. And the recent tweets from the Galactic Federation of Light representatives, they're talking about, well, the first wave, we're going to ascend 2,000 people to the planet to cook us, and then the next wave will be 100,000. More, are we on the menu? I mean, I'm beginning to speculate on this now, because this lack of responsiveness, this isn't, don't tell me that's the way of the universe, you know. I happen to know the teachings of Jesus. Ask and ye shall receive. Keep knocking until they answer. Well, I've been knocking for 2 years on these people's doorstep, and I don't know, I guess maybe they don't read the tweets, but to ignore me for 2 years, this is not good behavior. Unresponsiveness, this is not of a higher intelligent level, please. You know, I mean, you got to realize, some of us on Earth here, we know how to think for ourselves. We know how to reason out and connect the dots very well. And there's a lot of red flags going up with this galactic federation of light. I hope they come through on what they're saying. But meanwhile, this dead wall of silence and just, you know, flaunting these great things they're going to do for us. Well, do them, man. Stop just talking about it and do it. Please. You know, hey, the phone number here is 888-627-6008. You know, and then another group I have to call in via tweets is the Starseeds. But I don't know. No response, you know? I mean, I've asked other people to call and the people I tweet to. And apparently, I don't know, everybody is shy, afraid. Really? It's so easy. All you have to do is dial the 10 digits and you get a chance to give your 2 cents out over the airwaves. You know, this is an internet radio station. And so you could be listening to me on the other side of the world. If you happen to be listening in China, I don't know if they allow shows like mine to be out in China. Hey, call in, tell us what's going on with the crazy virus there. I mean, this isn't life. I mean, we look at the news and we see these people, everyone walking around with masks on and goggles. If that's life, like, you know, I'll get the bucket now. Spare me, please. That's not life. That's not what humans are supposed to be doing. And who dumped all this crap on us? New World Order. You know, the kingpins behind the scene who run everything on this planet. And, of course, they're being manipulated by bad ETs, the kind that want to just take over our world, the kind that want to eat us, the kind that want to kill us. Yeah, they're the masters of the New World Order. New World Order doesn't even realize that. They're on such an ego trip. They really think they're running the show. And I hate to tell you guys, it's the evil ETs that are running the show. And, of course, I've picked up on, there's so much information out there on Twitter and other aspects of the internet that the people are sharing knowledge, but obviously the people in government are not looking for knowledge, nor do they care. They only care about being reelected or holding on to their cushy job where they get paid for doing nothing. That's all they care about. They have no obligation to serve anybody except themselves. And so all this valuable knowledge is being tweeted back and forth, and there is no action being taken on it. And hey, that's why I'm running for president. And 2020 as a write-in candidate is the hardest way to do it, but at least I'm out there saying, hey, these problems can be solved with a knowledgeable person. The solution to every problem on this planet is known already. The only reason is these problems are not being solved. There's too much money in keeping the status quo, and there's too much mind control of key people by the New World Order. I said it before, I'll say it again. You got to take this seriously. Mind control is a science now. They know what frequencies to get you angry, to make you sad, to make you insane. And they project them at people when they want somebody to do something crazy. They find somebody who owns a gun and they tell them to go out and kill people. It's that simple. Plus, who else are they manipulating, mind controlling? The police. Yeah. Police, they've got a license to kill in their minds because they're being told that through mind control. You know? And they even hide this equipment in police cars, I hear. And when some policemen thought that something was funny with their police cars, they were told, no, you're imagining that. There's nothing there. Because the captain's probably fully mind-controlled. Of course, all the key people are mind-controlled. They've showed us this in science fiction movies from starting way back in the 50s, how the aliens come here. And, of course, the New World Order, they are like the aliens in a way. The first thing they do, they control the key political people and the key police people and the key military people, and which pretty much makes life difficult for you to change anything. You're the regular person because they've got the powerful authoritative positions all covered and mind controlled. And if you look at people like Dan Elvis here, she's got her face out there every day, obsessed with taking down Trump. Oh, Nancy Pelosi. She goes out there and makes a total fool of herself, talks nonsense, mumbles like she's drunk or something like that. Well, here's a sign. She is definitely mind controlled. And she's just an obedient mind control puppet, goes out there and makes a total fool of herself. And there's other people, you know, we can name them. We could spend the rest of the hour naming all these people that are mind controlled out there. And then there's the Hollywood elite. They're all into satanic rituals and pedophile behavior. And in fact, there's a movie coming out about that. 11 p.m. I think it's going to be on the internet for one showing only. 11 p.m. February 22nd. Look into it. I even forget the name of it, but it's about pedophiles in Hollywood. And obviously it's only getting one showing because plenty of people in high places don't want the information to get out. No siree. And Hollywood. I call it Unholywood. Unholywood, yeah. Once upon a time, Hollywood did make some good pictures. That was 90 years ago. But it all ended eventually. Now they just make, you know, high action, always promoting violence and killing and perverted personalities. As if that's what we want. No, but that's what they want us to watch because they want our minds flooded with all these bad vibrations instead of good vibrations. I remember talking to somebody about script writing for movies and stuff like that, and this individual told me, you got to have a conflict, otherwise you don't have a story. Well, you know what? I didn't know better when I first heard that, but now, having more experience in life, that's a bag of bullshit, really. You can write a movie without a conflict and make it entertaining. In fact, I've done it already. I tell people every week, go out on YouTube for free and my 29-minute rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy. You got to spell the word fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Subway Fantasy by me, Tom Anderson. And I single-handedly made this. I was the camera person. I was the editor. And everything else relating to it, I did myself. It's the most fun to watch rock and roll documentary that was ever made. And guess what? There's no violence in it. There's no confrontations. Everybody's getting along fine, you know? And so I proved it could be done. And haven't we all seen enough violence and bloodshed and killing and people doing each other wrong? You know, and too much of that warps the mind of the people watching. And I don't know why somebody, if I had the money, I'd certainly set up a movie-making business to compete with Hollywood. Any rich people out there listening? Well, get in touch. Because there's plenty of movies to be made that there is no violence in. Everybody's having a good time. And these are good type of movies that would be beneficial to humanity. Not all these things about people with bad personalities, trigger-happy violence. You know, that's no good. Galactic Federation of Light says that we need to project more love in our world. Well, if we have all this violence and wars and hate and more violence and explosions and bombs and killings, it's pretty hard to be loving in an atmosphere like that. That's the New World Order. They don't want us to evolve. But in order for us to evolve and be part of the rest of the universe, we have to change our thinking. We have to change our vibration. We need to be loving and caring for everyone and giving kindness out there. But it's pretty hard to do when the whole world is pounding on you with violence, hatred, deception, cheating, and a host of other bad things. Hey, did I mention this is a call-in radio show? Is there anybody out there listening that has something important to say? Oh, maybe I'm the only person that has anything important to say. Of course, I put a lot of it into my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, the first 40 pages are free. Just Google it. And you'll see drawings of things that few people get to see in life. But I have them there, plus I have photos of other things that very, very few people get to see. You know, there's many things a camera can pick up that normal vision can't. I don't have any pictures of the Archons, though. I keep hearing about that on Twitter, the Archon invasion. Supposedly our world was invaded by Archons, invisible creatures that suck love to suck on negative energy. So they have an ability to connect with the human being's subconscious, and they can influence that human being to do things that cause confrontations and cause people to suffer and feel bad and stuff like that. And anything that causes negative emotions, they can feed on those negative emotions. And supposedly they're here and they're following people around and causing havoc, like you know, throwing in the monkey wrench whenever possible. I hear, from what I've heard, that they're kind of like black slug type creatures for those who can see them. And there are was clairvoyant, and we're talking, she, you know, just out of the blue says, I can see the beam of white light that goes straight to God coming out of the top of your head. And I thought, wow. So there are people that can see things that the rest of us can't. As far as regular auras go, I bought a helpful book. I've told the story before, but it's worth telling again. 15 minutes I was seeing our colors. It takes about 10 minutes to make the cardboard cutout, to do the exercise, maybe 15 minutes. And then it, immediately you just follow the instructions and you're seeing our colors once you learn how to do that. So in less than a half an hour, any human being can learn how to see our colors. Why aren't children in school being taught this in the first grade? I mean, why? Oh, there's your proof. You know, there's a conspiracy to keep the human race dumb. That would be a very important factor for young children to learn at an early age. And so anybody can see aura colors. And it's that easy to do. They should be making that in art class. You know, the cardboard cutouts with the color circles and stuff. And all I got to say is once I learned how to do that, I saw what colors were hiding on the fringes of certain colors or in the colors. Right now, I'm looking at something white, and it takes only a second of shifting my vision to see yellow hiding in the white. No matter what it is, if it's made out of white and you look into it, it's going to, you're going to see the yellow hiding here, blotches of yellow. And then if you gaze, shift your gaze a little more, you'll see pink. And this always happens. And it only takes a second or two to adjust your gaze to see these aura colors hiding in white. You know, I have a big piece of artwork in my bedroom. Has a six-pointed star, set of Pisces, and a whole lot of configurations on a black painted piece of wood, and the diagram is all done with a white chalky material. And when I look at it, or anybody looks at it, the pattern shifts continuously, kind of like a light purple color, which is the aura color that shows up, and it continuously shifts a couple inches this way, a couple inches that way, and it never stops shifting. You know, these are important things in life that people should be paying attention to. It's not magic. This is how the universe works. Things truth is stranger than fiction. And I try to do, what I try to do with this show is to enlighten people to wake up and start experiencing life. You know how many creatures that fly around at night leave light trails? They're invisible to normal sight, but a camera will pick them up and you'll see these amazing light trails all over the place. They're different colors, you know? Some of them are red, some of them are green, some of them are white, some of them are yellow. And it's a discovery I made by going out and taking nighttime photography. And they found out they like to nest on spruce trees. Who knows why, but that's another thing. And guess what? Pictures of these great this phenomena and these creatures leaving their light trails, I have plenty of pictures of them in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I have the picture still of the most unusual spacecraft anybody has ever photographed or even talked about, and it was just hovering in the sky. And it's there in my book, Connected Dots Theory. I guarantee no one has seen a spacecraft looking like this, let alone has a picture of it. Connected Dots Theory. Plus the amphibian in the sky, I have pictures of that. Craft that go around and they bleep every couple of seconds, and the camera will pick up their bleeps, and then they'll shut the lights off, and then put the lights on, and shut the lights off, and put the lights on. And it leaves like a dotted trail across the edge of the sky. I call it the amphibian sky. I got plenty of pictures of this phenomenon going on, too. And then I've got, you know, some more unusual crafts that in a distance. But that one unusual craft that it's mind-boggling. If anybody ever saw that thing, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, an old movie from a John Byrne story, I believe. They had this submarine called the Nautilus, which had this great arc coming up over the top of it with like jagged edges in it. So the spacecraft looks something like that, plus it is a combination of a couple of other things, and it's huge, and it's awesome looking, and it has a uniqueness of its own. There is no other craft like this one I captured, and it's in my book. That's what alone is worth your time and trouble to get it, Connect the Dots Theory. Plus I have the philosophy chapter in there. Plus, I explain the marks of the false gods. When the false gods or their children, the Illuminati, want to conquer a territory, they put up their markers, it's identifying that they control this area. They do it beforehand with the intention of taking control of it. Washington, D.C. is a place just like that. But you're not going to understand what I'm talking about unless you buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I mean, it's a couple of dollars. You go out to a bar, a drink's going to cost you more than it's going to cost to buy a book of knowledge. And you'll walk away a smarter person. I guarantee there isn't one person on the face of this earth, and probably millions and billions of extraterrestrials, that know everything that's in this book. They might know some of it, they might know most of it, but they don't know everything. That's how many new things I brought and revealed. That's theory. The whole purpose of making it was to educate people what's going on behind the scenes and then in the other dimensions. And if you don't know anything about other dimensions, it's the perfect book to buy, to find out, to gain an understanding the reality of other dimensions. Well, so much for all this serious talk. I got a new YouTube up. It's titled It's All Over Now, where I'm singing along with the Rolling Stones. Yeah, I had that privilege in life to sing along with the Rolling Stones. That's right, that's one of their oldie but goodie hits, It's All Over Now. And it's out there on YouTube. You'll be surprised. And you'll be entertained. And in between, I've got one of my little gems that didn't care about me, which kind of fits with it. It's all over now. That's why it's all over now, because you didn't care about me. Every song I write has a message. But this video, it's all over now. Singing with the Rolling Stones. And I sound just as good as Mick Jagger, if not better. And that's all I got to say. Well, check it out. Check out my other great videos out there. Are You the Party in Kind? Hey, that's, you know, are you? The beginning of my show is I Want You to Be My Idol. That's the lead guitar solo at the end of that song. Except the one I have that on the video, I Want You to Be My Idol, just key in the words. I want you to be my idol. And the lengthy guitar solo is, about a minute and a half at the end, if not longer. And that's what you hear, part of that guitar solo when my show starts, with that spacey music. And why do I do all these things and put them out there? To bring a little sunshine into the world. There's that old saying, those who bring sunshine onto others cannot keep to them themselves. You know, that's one of the most important things in life, is to have a good time. Enjoy life. I know it's hard to do with all these bad things happening around us, but you have to make the time to have a good time. You have to go out there and do your dance. You have to go out there and sing your heart out. And flick a smile at people now and then. You might get one back when, there's an old saying, laugh and the world laughs with you, cry and you cry alone. Jokes are always important. Hey, anybody got a joke? Call up and I'll match you joke for joke. I tried to tweak that to, what's his name? Chong. Tommy Chong. He's got a herb dispensary out there in Cali. But apparently he doesn't read his tweets either, or he's chicken. I challenge him. Call into my show and I'll match a joke for joke. Ad lib. You know? I know how to do that. Not everybody does. People are chicken, I think. Too many chicken people out there. And, but him, Tommy Chong, he probably doesn't read his tweets. He's too high. Thinking about the good old days. His daughter was in a movie in 1995 called Starlight. Great movie. Willie Nelson's in there, too. It's about E.T.'s coming to the police. He's saying the police demon people are here. They're here to save us, to help us. They're the star seeds that I talk about. I wish they'd call in so we could really introduce to the rest of the world who you girls are. I believe most of them are girls. And that would be a step in the right direction because we know that the official authorities don't want to admit to anything. You know, if you listen to mainstream media, you still have people out there talking about, well, you know, we see a possibility of there might be life out there. Come on. The universe is teeming with light and light, and unfortunately a lot of the bad characters are here on our planet already. You know? And we're talking about looking for life on other planets. They're here. Unfortunately too many bad players are here. They're the ones who, set up the false god religions. They're the ones who, back to the Illuminati, back to the New World Order, control, and their mind control, telepathic abilities. And they probably use the machines too, since all you have to do is have the money and you can have one of those machines. That's who has the machines. The people have the money to buy them. Or you can target people and put voices in their heads. Yes, this is not science fiction. This is reality. So people I run across on Twitter, they call themselves targeted people because there's a lot of jerks out there working on these secret projects. They have access to these powerful toys and or evil machines, whatever you want to call them. And they harass people they don't like. Those kind of despicable people, they're always around. Hopefully they'll be gone when the event happens and the Galactic Federation of Light lands their spacecraft. I've been hearing this stuff for so long, you know, I just have to forget about it because it's taking too long. It sounds like it's getting to be a big con game, I think. And I do one of my favorite Twilight Zone episodes, To Serve Men. This could be a sham, whether it's just trying to gain our confidence with all these goodies they're offering, but they're not really giving them to us. And then there's that offer from the Pleiadians, saying if you have private property, they're willing to meet with you, just you alone, on your private property. Well,
ring-a-ding-a-ding.
Do we have a caller?
We do. This guy you've never met before.
Okay, what's his name?
Doug.
Oh, Doug. Well, Doug, how are you doing there? What's on your mind?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, good. What's on your mind?
Do you know me?
Do I know you? I know plenty of people named Doug.
Because I got this, like, 1,000 text messages to call into this show.
Jeez, I don't know.
From this guy named Tom.
Well, it wasn't me. I mean, my name's Tom, but you know what?
Is that you?
Maybe you didn't realize it. I don't text people.
How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. So, don't make me repeat myself here. What's on your mind?
I have a theory that I heard today, and I wonder your thoughts on that, because you're a metaphysicist.
Tell us your theory.
You're a mentalist. And
thank you.
I think this would be interesting. So, if I told you that you're that there's a person who believes that, and it might be true because it gave me an aha moment, but a person believes that they could link the understanding of intention in a way that everybody could understand. Now, when you think of you've heard of the power of intention, right?
Sure, we all have intention.
Right, and when I say to you, use it, you think, okay, well, I'm going to use it and I'm going to intend something, and it's either going to come true or maybe not. But you don't really understand the mechanics of it, or you can't make it specific enough to create a result, kind of. And the gentleman basically breaks out the understanding that everything, of course, you and I believe this, everything's energy, right? I mean, everything's made up of energy, right? Well, he says, imagine if you were, let's say you were to heal yourself, and you say, okay, I'm going to heal myself. Well, that's not really, you intend, I'm just going to get better. I'm going to get better. It might work, might not, but you don't see how that intention can affect the body, right? Seems kind of like out there in space somehow. So he says, well, imagine a cell, and this cell is in your heart, and it's trying to, and it's got a lifespan, and it's based on the telomere. And he says, we all know this, right? Telomere got shorter, your lifespan is over. So he says, just But what it the cell is doing is it's duplicating. All cells are duplicating. Like after so many years, all the cells in your body are out and new cells are in. Everything duplicates and sloughs off.
I've heard that.
Right. It's when your cells are sloughing off and you really can't clean that out or duplicate it right that you start to age because you just start to age. And he says, now, imagine what a cell, what do you think a cell does, he says. What do you think a cell does? Well, you know, you and I would say, oh, well, it performs the functions or whatever. You don't think about it.
Obviously, that's what it does. It performs its functions, yeah.
But, he says, what it does is exactly what the cell right beside it is doing. So, the cell right beside it is communicating to it, and it's doing it. It's not really even thinking about it like you're not even thinking about breathing. It just is automatic because all the cells around it are doing it, right? Makes sense to me, right? Like, a cell doesn't have, he says, like that energy, imagine your cell in your body has no intention other than the intention of the cells around it because it's the only thing touching it, let's say. Or the only thing around it, and it's always been the same, so it's moving in the same direction. He says, well, apply attention to that cell. Just imagine it, no matter what it is, you can just visualize it in your brain. Maybe you can't. Maybe just send heat to your heart or light to your heart or whatever. And he just says, just stop that momentum. So let's imagine the cell's only doing what everything before it's doing, and then some...
Wait a second.
Your cell...
Want to stop the momentum.
Well, right. He says exactly. He says, just with the intention, think change. Just no matter what, just apply the understanding that stop change or change. Just change. So in whatever way you want to imagine that, now you're actually giving the cell intention.
Well, wait a second. Let me just say something here right now where I see you're going with this. There's an old philosophical saying, all energy follows thought. So intention is the thought. So when you think your intention,
right,
all the cells that apply to what you're thinking will react if they're part of your intention.
It's going to react, and he says it might react like, What get out of its element? But he says change. Everybody thinks change happens overnight. Well, interestingly enough, I actually kind of somewhat do. But he says no.
Well,
in order to change all the cells in, let's say, an organ would take years. He says, but he says you can do it just by intending the change and doing it regularly enough that now. It's looking for that intention versus the intention of the cells next to it. And what, he takes it a bit further. He goes, everybody talks about Akashic records. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, well, Akashic records, you know, see. And he goes, what the Akasha really is your DNA ever since it started. So it's like it always picks up something. Your DNA a thousand years ago, a million years ago, it was so many different things. You know, he says you can think of it in terms of reincarnation if you want to, but it's not really, we already know that we only know 10% of your DNA. We don't know the other 90% of it. He says that DNA is like the knowledge from your past in some other form or, you know, on a quantum level or micro level, whatever. He says it's some other past that you could draw to you. So he says, now what your intention should be, let's say you wanted to live longer. Let's just say, he says, people lived forever, you know, 700-800 years, thousands of years ago. And he says, well, if you did that, which you must, your DNA must have allowed that if it did ever occur, if it even occurred for anything, it must have occurred for something. And, even if it was a turtle that lived 1,000 years, there's a DNA within you that's capable of doing that. So he says what your intention should be is pulling from the Akasha information, which is basically the information within your DNA, which is all just energy anyways, right? He says just focus on that, pull it into, let's say, the cells once again in your heart, and have that intention. And he says that over time can do amazing things to you. And so I thought to myself, I went, you know, that really, he broke it down into such simple things that I went, and a few times I went, it feels right to me, you know?
Well, it's,
what do you think?
It's not wrong. I mean, every situation is different. But I'll go back to all energy follows thought. We're always thinking about things we want or desire, and instantaneously, that sets things in motion in the universe. Some things manifest in a short amount of time. Other things might take years to manifest. And
right, like the experiment when we were shooting.
But there's other factors involved, too. It's just not you. Your thoughts go out to the whole universe and the other dimensions, too. And that there's,
well, this is where it gets hocus-pocus. Bear in mind, what I loved about it was...
Wait, I'm not done here. Wait. The whole big picture is that there are other entities that if they're positioned in place to assist those thoughts of intention out there, and they have the right and authority to contribute to you getting your way and manifesting what you desire. So there's other players that get involved in making a manifestation come true.
Why do we need to come? You know what I loved about this?
It's not a singularity.
You know what I loved about this?
There's the rest of the universe that participates.
You know, I loved about this, and even though I agree with you, just like Genghis Khan's fart, you can still smell it, and it's participating in your life somehow. Right.
Well, I don't know about that.
There's a sense of, there's an empowerment here because he didn't take it beyond the level of, look, you are a part of your body, your body's part of you. You can it vibrate or give consciousness on some level to the internal things that are happening within you. Now, he did go further. He did say, you know, your DNA, and this was the harder part for me to believe, but it affects the energy that emanates within you and outside of you. It's almost like, he says there's like 300 trillion particles around you, let's say within a couple feet of you, that is intermixing with your DNA, or your DNA is aware of. Now, that's a little stretch. It's a little stretch. Don't get me wrong. I kind of understand it. But... you know, I can get when I'm connected with it, I can vibrate with it, I can focus in on it, I can understand, I can draw from it, and I can focus it. But, you know, he went a little bit further into the realm where you're going.
Yeah, well, there's a lot.
He didn't bring E.T. into it, though. I'm sure he's an E.T.
by a lot of different factors here. It's not just you and your intention. And no, there's participation from the universe and many entities out there that have a larger overview of many lives happening simultaneously. And everyone gets involved to some extent if they choose to. So there's just so many things to quantify that you really will never come up with a formula that says it. This is how it is. I mean, to some degree, anything everybody says is true to some degree. But you can't pinpoint it down because there's so many factors in every situation. What worked today might not work tomorrow, but it'll work a week in 2 days.
But have you ever thought of your body as a cell that's just doing what it always does? Like, here you are, you know... People are on an automated
basis.
Well,
souls don't have intention. You know,
well,
maybe
they do, but they became automated. Maybe it's like when we wake up, we go to the TV. Let's say we come home. The first thing we do is we turn on the TV, so our automatic reactions move our body. Our mind, the way we've always been performing, moves our body, so we don't think about it, and we're almost like it just happens. Maybe cells... could have had some intention, but because that intention wasn't utilized it became almost like it didn't need to be there more. It just needed to continue doing what everything beside it's been doing.
Well, you can't say beside it because there is...
How do we know
a
cell doesn't have intention?
The dividing line.
One.
You know, you ever hear the saying, you got to draw the line.
Well, if a cell goes cancerous, does that mean it had intention?
No.
No, it had no intention.
You know why cells go cancerous?
Well, how do we know that a cell doesn't have some level of intention? I don't.
Well, cells are all programmed.
Does it take a brain?
Programmed from the people.
Does it take a brain? Does it
the entities that create?
Does it take a brain to have intention?
Well, it's not so much the brain. It's called the mind.
So the mind is the only thing that can have intention.
No, your soul can have intention.
A plant can have intention, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right, so maybe a cell can have intention.
Well, you can say maybe, but...
I don't know, I'm taking it further than you took it.
Yeah, you can say that,
I'm taking it I'm taking it beyond the level of ET right now.
You know, I'm looking at it from the point of, like, cells were created by... entities that create. They
maybe
create
that'd be a good name for your
specific
show.
Specific type of cells to do specific tasks.
That would be a great name for your show, Tom. Beyond ET. What would that look like?
Way out. Far out. Far out, dude.
Well, my friend, I've encouraged you enough.
Yes,
And I'm going to let you go.
You know what? It's getting near the end of the show, so I have to cut you off, really.
Thanks, my friend.
Like it or not. So I'm going to do the countdown, and our dear friend, the engineer, will play the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind?, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Both of them are on YouTube now. Watch them for free, and they, as Pink Floyd has proven many times over, music sounds better when you have a great video behind it. Okay, here's the countdown. Hey, tell your friends to call in next week or listen next week. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.